Hey there, peeps. Welcome back to the Tacos and Tattoos podcast. Hello from the beautiful state of Oregon. I'm currently down in Lapine visiting my mom, and it has just been a wild birthday month of traveling. So if you've been following along, you know that I went from Siwatnejo to Querétaro and then took a flight from Querétaro to Colorado Springs and spoke at a retreat that my friend was putting on there. And then I flew into Portland, have been hanging out in the Columbia River Gorge, and now for my birthday week, I am down here visiting my mom, and we're going to go over to Eugene, to the artisan hippie. You know, Eugene is where all the hippies are in Oregon. So we're going over there to for my birthday because she's taking me shopping there. I just love all the handmade things and the artist like designed tank tops and art. Oh, I just like all that. It's like my favorite thing ever. So today, in this episode, I wanted to talk about something that is pretty dear to my heart, and it is something that I believe all of us do wrong in our 20s. And this is something I've come to learn absolutely the hard way. So many of us, when we get into relationships, whether it be friendships or romantic partnerships, we always want to like rush milestones. This is even something we do in our own life, like when it comes to the milestones of life. Like we're young and then we want to graduate high school and then we want to go to college and then we want to graduate college and then we want to get a job and then we want to get married and then we want to get that job and then we want to have the family and the house. And the thing is you can accomplish all of that by 25 years old. And then what happens is we get that quarter life crisis because we just rushed all of it. And we get to be 25, we have everything we asked for, and then we're like, well, now what? Now what do we do? And that is exactly what happened to me at 25 years old, is I got to my happily ever after, but I didn't actually design my happily ever after. I didn't know who I was. I didn't really know what I want. I just knew what I thought I wanted. And so I ended up what I thought I want with what I thought I wanted at 25 years old. And the man wasn't the right man. The business wasn't the right business. It wasn't my final resting spot because I was 25 years old. And no one talks about this. And so then we're all like, oh, well, the divorce rates are so high. Oh, now we have all these millennials silently quitting. Now we have this culture of people that don't know who they are, what they want. Well, yeah, because we just got rushed into everything and we didn't realize we had choices. So if this is you, if you were married for 10 years and got divorced, if you had everything you thought you wanted in your 20s and then ended up like feeling just like out of place, it's okay. I'm just here to give you permission to be like, any choice that you made in your early 20s or your late 20s or even your mid 20s, anywhere in your 20s, like just forgive yourself, because really we don't need to jump into those milestones. Like, yeah, they're so exciting. Yeah, it's like, oh, look at us, we're achieving. But the journey is like the best part. And so now, like, as I'm heading into 33, it's crazy. Oh, I made such a big deal of turning 30, and now it's like 3 years later, and I'm like, where did the time go, y'all? But just give yourself permission to, like, if you're in your 30s, like look back at the last 10 years and what you achieved and like celebrate all the milestones that you did and know that you can even do it again in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s or your 60s or your 70s. Like, who was it? There was someone, oh my gosh, I can't remember who it was that was telling me, but they said they had a friend that was in their 70s or 80s and they were getting married for the second time. And it took them that long to find the next one, the right one. But it doesn't matter what age you're in. As long as every day you wake up and you're excited about the day and you're excited about the opportunities and you feel good about where you're at, that means you're in the right place. But if you have just this little itch of like, oh, I think I'm out of alignment or something's not right, like really listen to that, because that's your higher self and the universe guiding you towards, you know, the bigger and better things that are on their way. So don't rush the milestones in your life, and don't rush them in relationships either. It's so easy for us to be like, okay, I start seeing this person, now I want to rush into, now we're boyfriend, girlfriend, how exciting. Oh, now I gotta get married, I wanna get married. Like, then we get married and then we're like, oh, let's buy a house together. Oh, let's have kids. Like, and we just rush the milestones and then we go through those big milestones. And then what? You still have the rest of your life. We're always like rushing those big things. Really, if we put the focus on enjoying today with that person, enjoying today with that friendship, with the connection, with the love, with the sex, with the dinner nights, like the dinner dates late at night, like whatever that looks like enjoy that now instead of like, how do I get us to be married? How do I get him to be my boyfriend? How do I get him to want to have a family with me if that's what you want? But if you just focus every day on like being happy and enjoying the right now, there will be a tomorrow. Like if you guys are happy together right now, you'll be happy tomorrow too, because you're working on making sure everything's okay today. Because yesterday's gone. Like, you can go back and relive it through memories and, you know, anchor good feelings from the past through certain NLP practices. But, like, you don't have to. Yesterday's gone. So what can you do today to make it good and make it feel good in that relationship? And really ask yourself, you know, are you in alignment with what you want now? Because, like, if I had what I wanted in my 20s right now, I would be unhappy because I don't want that anymore. I had it, I enjoyed it, and then I moved on to the next thing. And that's okay. And that's part of the things I don't talk about. Like, you can want to live a certain life for a while, but maybe it's not forever. Like, nowadays we can pivot and move on. And it's easy to be like, oh, well, my grandma's happy. Well, what was she? Or did she feel, or did she have learned helplessness where she thought she didn't have any other choices? I look back at some of my family members from the past and they weren't exactly happy. They were just getting by because they didn't realize they had other choices. And in this day and age, we have so much freedom and so much, we can have so much awareness and so much power in that awareness and consciousness. And we can really choose what we want to do. It's so cool. So my message for today is don't rush the milestones. Let them come when the time is right. Savor every moment, every day, because that's all you have. You know, how do you make today the greatest day ever? Just today. That's the challenge for today. Just think about how you can make today great.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.